Good morning. I'd like to start off by thanking the conference organizers for inviting me to speak at this symposium. And I'm just going to be briefly talking about the utility of case-based surveillance for pelvic inflammatory disease. So as it's been mentioned in previous talks, pelvic inflammatory disease, or PID, is not nationally notifiable, and associated with this, there are few reliable estimates. In California, PID has been reportable since 1989 under Title 17 of the California Code of Regulations. And in San Francisco, PID is reportable to the STD program using a confidential morbidity report, or CMR, which is accepted by phone, fax, or mail. And because diagnoses are made with clinical findings and there's no associated lab report, this is essentially a provider-based reporting system. So the objectives of this study were to look at trends in PID using case reports to San Francisco, and also identify any gaps and limitations in the reporting system. So we included all reports of PID to the San Francisco STD program from calendar years 2004 to 2009. And from the CMR, we were able to determine the age and race and ethnicity of the patient, as well as the reporting provider. We then matched case reports to the STD surveillance registry to identify testing history and a history of gonorrhea, chlamydia, or PID. We matched women to the testing history for the past 3 months and 12 months for chlamydia and gonorrhea, which were available for all women testing as part of STD Sentinel sites in San Francisco. Additionally, we matched cases to previous 3 months or laboratory and clinical reports of chlamydia or gonorrhea for the previous 3 months, as well as for the same diagnosis of the PID case report. And we also matched cases to previous reports of PID. So over the 6-year period, there are a total of 245 case reports. And annually, these numbers range from 28 cases in 2006 to 55 cases in 2009. This chart shows the number of cases by age group. Women 26 and older are shown in yellow, and women under 26 are represented in green. And as you can see, the proportion of cases among women 26 and older has increased significantly, and in 2009, 62% of cases were among this population. We also looked at race and ethnicity of the women diagnosed with PD. This graph shows the number of cases annually by race ethnicity. So annually, the majority of PID cases are among women of color. Approximately 30 to 40% of cases are among African American women, and about 1/4 of cases are seen among women of Hispanic ethnicity. This graph shows the testing history of women 25 and younger, the age group that's indicated for annual chlamydia screening. The y-axis shows the proportion of cases with a history of testing, and the x-axis indicates the year of the case report. The green bars represent chlamydia, and the yellow bars represent gonorrhea, and the solid bars are the 12-month time frame, and the hatched bars represent the 3 months prior to the PID diagnosis. So as you can see, the proportion of women with under 26 with a history of testing increased significantly over the 6-year period for both the 3 and 12-month time frames for both chlamydial and gonococcal infections. These were all significant differences. And in 2009, approximately 60% of women had a history of testing in the previous year, and 45% of women had been tested in the previous 3 months. This slide shows the proportion of women with positive tests among those with a testing history for the previous 3 months, and then also, which is shown in green, and then at the same visit as the PID case report, which is shown in yellow. The y-axis is the positivity, and again, the x-axis is the year of the case report. And as you can see, the positivity decreased significantly among the recent infections in the 6-year period, but there was no significant trend in concurrent gonorrhea or chlamydia infections among these women. We also looked at whether women had a previous case report of PID, and the y-axis shows the proportion of these cases with a known history of PID. The proportion of women with a previous report of PID significantly increased from 20% in 2004 to about 46% in 2009. And lastly, we looked at the reporting provider information that was available from the CMR. The y-axis indicates the number of cases reported, and the blue part of the bars illustrates the proportion of cases that were diagnosed at City Clinic which is the only municipal STD clinic in San Francisco. And the pink part of the bar represents all other case reports to our program. So as you can see, there was an increasing proportion of cases that were from San Francisco City Clinic. These proportions range from 44% of cases in 2004 to a high of 96% of cases in 2008. And last year, over 85% of our cases were from City Clinic. So what do we know from this? So PID appears to be increasing if you look only at cases from City Clinic, and this is particularly in the last 2 years. There's limited reporting from other providers, particularly we receive few, if any, cases from large HMOs, public hospitals, or family planning clinics within the city that likely diagnose a lot of the PID cases. Additionally, a history of gonorrhea or chlamydia was common among women under 26 that had been tested in the previous 3 months. And while there have been increases in the proportion of cases with a testing history, a moderate proportion had no record of testing and may represent a missed opportunity for PID prevention. So there are several limitations to this analysis. First, this is a passive surveillance system, and data was limited to that which was provided on the CMR. We did not validate reports of PID with a medical chart review and are unable to assess whether our diagnoses met CDC's treatment guidelines or the surveillance definition. Additionally, we were only able to look at a history of gonorrhea and chlamydia diagnoses and testing because they are reportable conditions. So we can't assess whether women were infected with other bacteria thought to be associated with PID. And I'd just like to acknowledge my colleagues Cal Bernstein, Bob Cohn, Jeff Klausner, Susan Phillip, and Joan Chow for their help with this analysis and presentation. And that's all. If there's any questions. Yes, Ken?
Thanks, Al. Great presentation. Can you say again how you knew whether they got tested in the last 3 months or 1 year?
Sure. So we matched them up with our registry, which includes all testing information, positive and negative, from anyone that has been tested at public health labs. So that includes City Clinic, the Corrections, the General Hospital, Title 10 clinics, a couple of primary care for low-income people, and then some CBOs, but it represents, I think, over 50% of our chlamydia morbidity. So it's a good proportion of our population. Does that answer your question?
Right. So your sensitivity is...
So it doesn't represent everyone that was tested. So if someone had gone to Kaiser, another private facility, we wouldn't have that information, but we think it probably represents most of the cases, especially considering that most of our cases come from City Clinic. But yes.
What is your rate of turnover of providers in the City Clinic constant? And if you looked at your reports by provider, I'm curious to see if you had a big change in like that 2005, 2006 time period.
So what's the rate of turnover of providers at City Clinic?
They never leave.
It's
yeah,
very,
I was going to say
very
low.
Maybe two low.
Like in 2008, did you get someone who was hot for PID in 2008?
I don't believe so.
We haven't looked at that,
right.
But it's been pretty much the same providers there since Gail was at
yeah, and it would be nice if we would be able to see if, you know, case or reports from people with private insurance are now coming to City Clinic, but we just don't have that information to see if there's been a shift, you know, due to economic reasons or whatnot, but we have seen an uptake in the last 2 years at City Clinic.
The other thing we're really interested to look at is to go back a little bit more in time, because at least my sort of experience there was, you know, we're seeing a couple of cases of PID a week. Well, really, you know, symptomatic PID, and a lot of it was GC. So, you know, to me, the numbers seem a lot less, even though you did have that dip and then back up.
I actually have the numbers back to 1983, and it's been pretty constant at City Clinic with about, since 1997, with about 20 to 25 cases a year. In the late 80s, they were definitely, you know, up in the hundreds, so I think, yeah. So there's definitely been a decrease, but since, you know, mid to late 90s, it's been pretty steady at City Clinic with the number of case reports.
Maybe you said this, but I assume a big fraction of those attending City Clinic or MSM. Do you know what percentage of all new visits by women are PID at City Clinic?
Of all, so the number of visits at City Clinic that... are women, or that of those women that have PID?
Of the women who come to the clinic for a new visit, what proportion have PID?
That come for, I'm not sure that come for a new visit. About a third of our women, or a third of our visits are among women at City Clinic, so it's a pretty low proportion, because we see about 100, correct me if I'm wrong, Kyle, about 100 patients a day, so about 30 of those would be women. So it's pretty low if we're only seeing...
About 7,500 visits a year, maybe.
And that's a good estimate.
Like only about 50 cases a day?
Yes.
Yeah. One final question, Katie.
Yes.
So has there been any narrative information about other microbial etiologies, just narratively? I know you don't have that.
Right. Not that I am aware of, but again, we wouldn't really have access to that information.
Okay.